Banff, bull elk in Banff and Canmore are getting horny. On Tuesday, August 29, Parks Canada issued a special advisory to warn residents and visitors to Banff National Park that the elk rutting season is beginning and will last until at least mid-October. No one from Parks Canada was immediately available for comment. However, Bow Valley WildSmart's Nick DeReuter said this time of year can be dangerous if people get too close to bull elk as they begin to round up female elk into harems to breed. In my opinion, it's another one of those more dangerous times of year, like the spring calving season, said DeReuter, WildSmart program director. During the elk rut, the male elk will defend the females aggressively and potentially attack anyone or anything that gets too close. In mating season, bull elk bugle and rub trees, shrubs and the ground with their antlers to attract cows and intimidate other bulls. When bulls display their antlers and body, they are gauging each other's fitness and ability to defend the right to breed with the cows. Sometimes, bulls will wage violent battles with other bulls for a harem. DeReuter said he hasn't heard of any aggressive elk or incidents yet, but has spotted male elk in and around Canmore in the past week, including by the busy bike park off Benchlands Trail and crossing roads in town. He said the key message is simple: give elk space of at least 30 meters, or the equivalent length of three buses, and never get between a male and the females. There should be no reason whatsoever why people should be approaching elk, whether it's to take a picture or to try and sneak past them, which is not a good idea, he said. Find another way around them, because you just never know how they might react. Residents and visitors are advised to keep dogs on leash at all times. An unleashed dog may prompt elk to become aggressive as they view the dog as a predator like a wolf or coyote. An aggressive elk will not tolerate an off-leash dog. They can definitely make situations worse, said DeReuter. Elk are big animals and they've got sharp hooves, sharp antlers, and they could easily trample an off-leash dog and kill it. If an elk does get too close, the advice is to act in a dominant manner, raising arms to jackets to make a person seem bigger than they are. Climbing a tree or keeping an object like a tree or large rock between you and the elk is also a good option. If you are knocked down or fall, it is recommended to get up and try to move to cover or use an object to protect yourself, but do not play dead. DeReuter said bear spray is also recommended as a last defense against aggressive elk. Just in case you have a close encounter where your life might be in danger, or you just don't have any other options, then use your bear spray, he said. Parks Canada asked that any incidents be reported to the Resource Conservation Office at 403-762-1470.